Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9M FY26 earnings conference call of Tembo Global Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in a listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Herald Kenya. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Tembo Global Industries Limited, I welcome you all to the company's Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings con call. To discuss the performance of the company, we have with us the management team represented by Mr. Sanjay Patel, Managing Director, Mr. Shabir Merchant, Director, and Finance Team. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to various risks, uncertainties, and other factors, which will be beyond management's control. We kindly request to bear in mind that there may be uncertainties while interpreting such statements. We now start the session with an opening remarks from the management team. Afterwards, we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. I will now hand over the conference call to Mr. Shabir Merchant for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. And thank you for joining Tembo Global Industries' earning call for the third quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2025. We are pleased to report another quarter of strong operational progress supported by consistent execution across our engineering solutions and textiles division. The company continued to benefit from healthy projects activity across land, water, marine and industrial infrastructure segments, which helped sustain growth momentum through the period. The quarter marked successful completion of complex EPC projects, including a fuel farm and a marine jetty. This strengthens Tembo's execution and credentials and enhances ability to bid for and win larger, technically demanding infrastructure projects. During the quarter, our overall business visibility further improved with a robust consolidated order book of approximately 1,484 crores as on December 2025, largely contributed by engineering products and EPC-led projects. This order book gives us a strong revenue visibility for the coming quarters. On the pipeline front, we are in active discussions with a major corporate group for potential projects related to port construction and fuel farm systems with a potential valuing exceeding 700 crores, spanning civil, MEP, HVAC packages. These conversations underscore our expanding presence in the complex infrastructure ecosystems and represent a meaningful opportunity pipeline for the coming period. Operationally, a major highlight for us was the commencement of our commercial production at our new factory manufacturing facility in Versailles. This modern facility significantly scales up our manufacturing capabilities and will take our installed capacity to approximately 100,000 metric tons. This would be phased over the next 2 to 3 years. The facility comes equipped with an in-house R&D center and its strategic location offers notably logistically and operational efficiencies. This expansion strengthens our ability to address rising demand and supports our long-term growth plans. Alongside these core developments, we continue to make progress in our new business verticals. In solar, we have successfully acquired land across 24 sites, and the first tranche of project financing has been disbursed by our banking partners. In defense, we have completed key regulatory steps, including land allotment and obtaining the arms license. These forward strides reflect our commitment to building diversified future-ready verticals. With steady operations, expanding our order inflows, enhanced capacity, and progress in strategic initiatives, Tembo Global Industries continues to strengthen its position as a diversified engineering-led solution provider. We remain focused on disciplined execution, capability building, and a long-term value creation. To further discuss, now let's go through the financial highlights for quarter 3 and 9 months FY26. For the third quarter, Tembo delivered total revenue of 251 crores, representing a 49.5% year-on-year growth, driven by strong traction in both engineering and textile segments. Sequentially, as well, revenue remained stable. For the nine-month period, revenue stood at 744 crores, an increase on 58.6% year-on-year, reflecting consistent execution and improved scale across businesses. EBITDA for quarter 3 FY26 came in at 43 crore, up 41.9% year-on-year, while nine-month FY26 EBITDA rose by 64.7% year-on-year to rupees 104 crores. Quarter 3 EBITDA margin stood at 17.2% and 9 months margin improved to 13.9%, supported by volume-driven operational leverage. Profit after tax for the quarter was 26 crores, an increase of 36.7% year-on-year with a PAT margin at 10.4% for the 9 months. PAT stood at 68 crores, reflecting a strong 74.2% year-on-year growth with margin expansion driven by improved execution efficiency. Our segment performance remained robust. The engineering division recorded 52.9% year-on-year growth in quarter 3 revenue, while the textile division reported 44.4% year-on-year growth. These strong contributions underscore the healthy demand environment across both segments. On the strategic and balance sheet side, the company strengthens liquidity through capital raise via preferential allotment and warrants, and the board approved and proposed merger of Tembo Infra with Tembo Global Industries, with filings completed with the NSE. Working capital matrix remained stable in line with previous periods. These steps place us in a strong fiscal position to support our growth roadmap. Overall, quarter 3 and 9 months FY26 reflect strong financial traction backed by execution discipline, cost efficiency, and steady scaling of operations. We remain committed to maintaining a sound balance sheet while supporting the company's strategic expansion across domestic and international markets. To further, we would like to invite people with our Q&A section where Mr. Sanjay Patel and me would answer to reflecting to all the questions which have come towards the forum. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Audible.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity and many congratulations for a good set of numbers. So I just wanted to understand now that on the defense side, we have got the received the manufacturing license. So what's the next step? I mean, so when we expect the revenue to start and even the tech transfer from Austrian firm was due, I think, in this month, Feb, March. So what's the status on that? Can you throw some more light on your defense part? Yeah.
So orders have been placed for the machinery and technology. Payments have been made to the technology transfer people. We expect commercial production to start by third quarter of this year. And all other things are in place. So next to May, September end or October, we should start commercial production for defense.
September, October 26.
Correct.
Okay. And what can be the potential of this plant in terms of revenue, annual potential?
Annually, it should reach around 300 crores. This is the first stage of plant. Once this is commenced and everything is in place, second line of production will come. Thereafter, ammunition will come. So it is staged into 2 to 3 years of production to set up.
Okay. And this year, then, what's the revenue expectation from... this year, in the sense, FY27, what's the revenue expectation from...
27, you can expect 125 to 150 crores.
125, but that is, I mean, in the initial 6 months only, you will have full capacity utilization because it's available only for half a year, right?
Half a year.
So we'll have the full, because you said that the total potential is 300 crores, right?
Yes, yes. So this is only for 6 months around we are talking, roughly.
Okay, and what sort of margins this can see in terms of EBITDA margins?
EBITDA might be around 30-35%.
30-35%. Okay. And this tech transfer we are expecting to complete by this March. I mean, payment I think was
tech transfer is machinery along with the technology will come.
Okay, by when we are expecting this?
So we are expecting machinery to start coming by, you can say, June, July, and by September, total machinery will be in place. That is our target.
Okay, and the tech transfer will be along with that only?
Yes.
Okay.
To add on to this, you need to understand that this is a complete TOT. So the machinery and the tech transfer comes along with it. So it's not separate. Also... these are highly precision engineering machinery, so that comes with a. It's as you were mentioning about a capacity, so it's an installed capacity which it goes on highly automated engineering machinery. So
okay.
That it does not define the number of months or since it's on a software which comes on it.
And how much has been paid for this total machinery and the tech transfer?
So
I missed the point. Can you just repeat, sir? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I missed the
point. No, I'm saying that, see, there is an arrangement which we are paying towards it, and that is something which is defined with in our agreement with them.
Okay, understood. And my second query is on your FY27, any kind of outlook you want to say at the company level in terms of growth or in terms of your margins, how should one look at or in terms of bottom line?
So you're talking about Tembo Global Industries or you're talking about defense?
No, Tembo Global, entire company level.
So next year we are targeting a growth of around 35-40% from current level.
And what sort of margins we are looking at?
Margins is around 10-12% PAT.
PAT is 10-12%.
Yeah.
Okay. And on your Vasai plant, so what's the ramp up plan we have there? Now we have commissioned this. So how should we look at ramping up?
So I will let you know. Basically, it's a phased manner, and there are a lot of new machineries which have been ordered and have been imported. So we have started the manufacturing over there, and it will get ramped up as discussed in the next 2 to 3 years. On a very higher side, we would be working on complete capacity.
100% utilization in 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. Yes. No factory is 100%, but yeah, around 90-100%.
90-100% in 2 to 3 years.
Yes.
Okay, understood. And just one last small thing. Our order book, we have around 1,500 crores, right? So what's the execution timeline of that order book?
We're looking for around 12 to 24 months of execution.
12 to 24. Okay. That would be it from my side. Would like to wish you all the very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Kriti Tripathi from NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on the great set of numbers, first of all. So most of my questions were answered by the previous asker, but only one question is there. That's why you have received the marquee orders from, you know, Adani and others. So what kind of traction can we expect in terms of marquee clients going forward? So only that, sir.
So we have... Okay, Sanjay, you want to take it ahead? Take it.
No, you take it, take it.
Okay, so we have been in discussion with a lot of large corporates, and we plan to expand in marine, offshore, onshore, water, and fuel jetty projects, fuel farm projects, and civil engineering. So it is almost on the last stage of discussion of most of them, and there will be a lot of good news in line which will be coming in the coming quarters.
Okay. So can you indicate, you know, some numbers or some opportunity in terms
of... So we are looking at around 700 to 1,000 crores of orders to add on to. And
okay.
We are almost in final stage of negotiation. In fact, that's why I said that there will be a lot of good... there will be a lot of pleasant surprises coming forward.
Okay, sir, one more thing. So in the solar, what kind of revenues are we expecting in the first year in subsidy and all that?
So
total
we have
for next year's revenue, you can expect around 75 to 90 crores, and subsidies around 110 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Van Saini from Street Smart Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, first question is around your newly incorporated plant. So, can you please throw some light on the expansion of this plant and what kind of products we will be going to manufacture in this facility? And, sir, what kind of margins we can expect from this plant? Hello?
Rabi, check it out.
Hello? Am I audible, sir? Hello? Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of disturbance online.
Hello?
Sorry. Hello?
There's a lot of disturbance.
So, Vansh, can you please repeat your question?
Yeah, sure. Sir, can you please throw some light on the expansion of Vasai plant? So, what kind of products we will be going to manufacture there? And
so
what kind of margins would be there?
So, first, let's answer first question first, right? Okay, what kind of products you expect in the new... So, the production what we are currently manufacturing would be more automated and more would increase efficiency and operational output. So the same products what we manufacture for our complete infrastructure in the commercial, residential, offshore, onshore, civil engineering, MEP, HVAC, firefighting, seismic, acoustics, complete modular support system what we manufacture. This is what we intend to manufacture, and also we plan to manufacture this into more precision engineering products going forward.
Okay, so what kind of margins will be there? Will it be similar to your engineering division, or will it be slightly higher?
It will be higher because it will improve because your operational efficiency increases with automated machinery. Everything being in one big place improves your logistics, improves your R&D, improves your quality standards. A lot of things come in place. A lot of it's very basic as economies of large scale, which improve your efficiency. So that will definitely come down to your margin as well, and it will improve our margin.
Got it, sir. And, sir, the second question is on the financial side. So on Q1Q, your revenue is increased by 2%, but, sir, cost of material has increased by 86%. So can you please throw some light what is actually sitting here? Why? Your cost has increased so much this quarter.
Sanjay bhai, please. Can.
So, this is from the finance team. So, the cost of the COGS depends upon the every project to project that what we earn. So, that is in the consolidation. So, some projects might get a lower margins and some projects might get the higher margin. So, that's why the COGS is on.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Amit Kumar Rajput from Rights Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my first question is related to the segment-wise revenue. So as you have stated in your last presentation, the engineering product includes 49%. Can you please state that among this 49%, how much is into export side and how much you make it from domestic sales? And also specify the margins, on the both geographical mix.
Exports you can consider around 13 to 15%. Rest is used in local projects and sites which are ongoing within India.
Right. And sir, in the specific engineering product category, do you have a specific understanding about the margins which you may make from exports compared to the domestic sales?
So domestic sales margins are higher because we are end user of the product. Whereas in exports, it is sold to, contractors or agents who buy those products from us and onward supply to the other customers. So there their margins are, our margins are a little bit lesser, but when
basically
we...
Basically the wholesalers and distributors.
So when we use within our project, the margin increases.
Okay. Okay. So, sir, now the next question is related to the cash conversion. So, what was the CFO of last quarter?
Hello? Can you repeat, sir?
Yeah, I asked that. What was the CFO of last quarter? Cash flow from operations in last quarter, which you have.
See, on this question, we will get back to you on this specific answer.
All right. I also have... okay, all right. So I guess this was the question related to cash flow and wanted to understand why, company having that particular difficulty in terms of converting the cash and profits into the... profits into the cash. So this is the question.
See, on this specific question, we will come back to you. But as the company is growing and we are investing back to the many of the projects, as you see... So that's why. So specifically, we will give the answer. We'll come back to you on this.
Right, sir. But the investment goes into the cash flow from investing activity, right? Not in operating.
Yeah, currently the new projects are also coming in. That's why.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Motha from Aram Equity. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have 2-3 questions. First, you have taken 75.09 stake in Tembo Defense. So, who has the remaining share in Tembo Defense? Is there an investor who has a share? Has the promoters have a share of the remaining this one? Secondly, if you see your presentation, you have written 120 crore should be needed for solar projects through an equity funding. So, are you proposing a new fundraise, a preferential allotment or a warrant allotment? That is 2 questions. And third one was, I have a request. If you can put a presentation little earlier before the call, because it is put 5 minutes earlier, you don't get time to go through everything. So that's a request to you, that next time have some at least half an hour, 45 minutes, so that we can go through the presentation and come much more prepared for a Q&A.
So your third question is duly noted. Third question is duly noted. And next time you will have... Anyone, for that matter, will have enough time to look into things. With all due respect, it is duly noted. Right.
So, question number one, there are only promoters of the balance 25%. There is no outsider in that. So, question number two, solar, we are not going for any more fundraise or preferential, and we are completing with the fund which we have in our hand. And your third question, we already answered.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Suruchi Parmar from NX Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I would like to know about the orders which you have received in quarter 3.
whatever orders which are of large of the contracts, we always mention it to the NSE, and they are already mentioned in the board itself. Either than that, we are L1 or whichever orders are not confirmed, we have not put anywhere or not announced also.
Okay. And sir, actually I'm new to the business, so would like to know that you do engineering EPC, correct? So, the products which you are you have commercialized in the new facility, which you have already been doing in 18,000 capacity also.
Yeah.
These are the products you use for the EPC, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And two new products you are going to commercialize in the new capacity.
Manufacturing of pipes and channels.
So these are also already commercialized in the new facility, or is going to come?
It is coming in, machine trials are going on, there are some tests which need to be required. After that, they will be supplied to us and installed within our factory. So in coming months, it will be done.
Okay, both, ERW pipes and channels,
yes,
both.
Yes.
Okay. So in FY27, we can see the revenues from these products also.
Yes.
So these products will be utilized for your EPC only, or for other, like you sell these products other than your EPC also?
Ma'am, we do both. Products are used in EPC as well as our normal our clientele, which already we are exporting, and a domestic clientele also requires these products. So it's in line of EPC, which we already are doing, and apart from that, it has its own value as well to our existing clientele.
Okay, fine. And sir, what about your solar division? I didn't understand about the solar division in particular. So can you please explain a little bit how you are, your revenue will be generated from this solar division, what you do and how the revenue will be generated?
So solar is a PPA agreement with Maharashtra government. We are setting up a capital outlay plant which will be owned by us. Is a project of 650 crores which we are executing, and we will be generating power which will be sold to government, and revenues will be generated from that. So annual generation would be around 75 to 90 crores per annum, and it will go for 25 years.
Okay, sir. So this solar will be fully commercialized in 27?
Yes. And to add, in, we have 110 crores of subsidy which will come from the government.
Okay. So the government is already taken the contract with the government. It's already fixed. It's just the commercialization will happen and the revenue will start coming, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, fine. And can you tell me about your working capital days in quarter three?
What do you want to know about working capital, madam?
Working capital, how much is your working capital days?
Working capital 80 to 90, you can say.
And what you are expecting in coming year, in FY27, this working capital will be?
Madam, it fluctuates upon business to business cycle. Mm-hmm. But on an average, it goes around these days only.
Okay, means 80 to 90 days, it will be similar to this.
Yeah.
And sir, going forward, your working capital requirements, you will meet by how you are going to meet it? You have recently raised the preferential. Going forward, how you are going to fund your working capital requirement?
So usually we go to banker, and in our internal accruals also helps out in that. But capex, then that balance fund either we raise by promoter's contribution or something, or 99% we go for bankers, we don't go for preferential or something like that. We go for preferential if and only if there is some high value capex which needs to be done. Either than then it will be banker.
Okay, sir. So, further equity dilution from promoter, is it expected in the coming year, in
2027? Promoters do not give their shares. Company gives up new shares for which promoter's equity has gone down, but we always have kept our shares within our hands, and every time we have joined in with the preferential and also taken equity shares wherever possible. So promoters are never taking any initiative to sell their shares.
Okay, fine, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for answering.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dinesh Kulkarni from Fenside. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so thank you for giving me the opportunity and, you know, really great set of numbers. So my question is very simple. Like, actually, I joined a few minutes late. I'm apologies for that. Could you just explain, you know, what's our revenue guidance for the next 2-3 years and how much capex is required over the next 2-3 years? That's my first question.
So 2-3 years, we have not planned any capex more. Whatever capex needs to be done, we are executing that. Maybe after 9 months or 12 months, we'll come up if there's some more capex required.
Okay, so nothing planned as such. So,
present, we are executing whatever we have taken in our hands. Once it is completed, then next stage will come. So,
okay,
current year, we are completing solar, we are completing defense, we are completing our new factory. That is on our radar right now.
Okay, so what is the remaining capex for that? I'm just like, if in terms of amount or as a percentage of revenue.
So, defense has a capex of 1,000 crores. Solar has a capex of 650 crores. Both the projects have been already approved by institutions and the loans have passed. Solar loans have passed. For defense, we already have commitment from in principle from banker. So, those both have been taken care of. And Tembo Global Industries already plant is in motion, machinery is coming.
Okay, so around say like 600 to 700 crores of capex we expect, you know, to continue.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. And so what would be your revenue guidance for say like 2-3 years? I mean in the midterm.
That we have already given in the presentation. You can just have a look on that.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Sounds good. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aparva Sharma from Ras Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. Great set of numbers. I have joined the meeting a little late. Most of my questions have been answered. I just had one question. Given the subsidy of 110 crores, and the revenue of 70 to 90 CR, can we expect a good operating cash flow going forward?
Yes, operating
guidance on that
side. Yeah. Operating margins will be same because solar is the product which is given by nature. So there is no change in the revenues coming in. It will be constant.
And our payback should be around 3 to 4?
Maximum 5 years. Maximum 5 years.
Okay, fair enough. Any financial lucrative opportunities we are looking forward? Are we exploring such opportunities?
As an entrepreneur, always the eyes and ears are open. For a business man, it's a never-ending game. You don't stop at anything. Only thing is,
okay.
First we plan, we execute, we deliver, and then we take the next step. So that is the idea.
That's wise. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amol Deshmukh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, first of all, congratulations for these robust numbers. I'm Amol Deshmukh from RK Ventures, Mumbai. I have two questions. First one is, historically, your incremental returns have been volatile and appear to be normalizing as capital employed scales sharply. Now, as you enter higher capital intensity phase from lower capital in 2026-27, what steady state of ROIC on increment capital margin band should investors realistically underwrite from this?
Sir, your question was very much complex. Can you just repeat?
Yeah, in short, now you are entering in higher capital intensive business. So, in coming 12 to 18 months, what ROIC on incremental capital should you expect?
So, each project has been defined with its own ROIC, sir. We cannot mix everything in a single basket.
ROIC, sir, return on incremental capital, capital which you are employing. Additional capital.
So, capital whichever we have employed or employing are three sector verticals, and each sector has been defined in our presentation. So, you can have a better look on that.
Okay, and the second question, with large capacity expansion and your increasing APC exposure, so how would we think about utilization ramp-up timelines and the steady state working capital cycle over the next 12 to 18 months?
Sir, what are you speaking actually?
Sir, actually your voice is not correctly reaching to us. What I request to you, just mail your question is to our official ID. We will reply you within a short time for that.
Okay, sir, now, does my voice is clear?
No, it is echoing, sir. It is not coming clear.
Okay. Not an issue. I will mail.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up question from Vansh Saini. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Sir, in the last call, you mentioned about the possibility of discontinuing the textile business. So, sir, could you please elaborate on your plan to separate this segment?
So, we are planning to get it separate by 2027. But there are some good news which has come up in the last few days, that EU deal which the government of India has done, that has come up with very, very huge opportunities in the textile industry, which is known to world over. And there are already inquiries coming in for fabrics for export to Europe and USA. So that will be hived off to other unit, but that business is coming up very good news for Indian manufacturer.
Okay. So, sir, just concern was a little bit on that side because the market gives different valuations to these businesses. So, it will be better if you can just think about investors also for value unlocking.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question for today's con call. On behalf of Tembo Global Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And in case of any further queries, please reach out to Tembo Investor Relations team at cs@tembo.in. You may now disconnect your lines.